Hi, I'm Ziv Navat, and welcome to the Dot Metaverse podcast. Today's episode is one of a series of fireside chats recorded live at CES 2023 surrounding how the metaverse is revolutionizing the automotive industry and the customer buying journey. In these conversations, we'll hear from a variety of leaders from Microsoft, Accenture, Fiat, Tekion, CNH Industrial, Wejo, PwC, and ZF.
I'm John Reed with Microsoft. I'm responsible for Microsoft solutions in automotive, mobility, and transportation, which include vehicle platforms, mobility services, factory supply chain, and customer experience. I'm here today with Tim from Wejo and Mukund from Accenture. Tim, quick introduction from yourself.
Sure. Thank you, John. Tim Brogan, Vice President of Sales for Fleet at Wejo. We're a connected car company. We aggregate data from multiple OEMs by the millions and homogenize it, anonymize it, and package it up. And I'm on the fleet side, which is more about the VIN-specific collection of data. And we're going to dig into that a little bit more in a few minutes.
Absolutely. Mukund?
Hi, I'm Mukund Gangurdi. I'm a managing director within our Accenture Microsoft Business Group, and I'm responsible for the North America Industry X business within AMBG. As Accenture, we're one of Microsoft's largest system integration and consulting partners, and we help clients on a global basis drive digital transformation, particularly in the automotive, mobility, and transportation space here at CES.
Fantastic. Well, first, overall, we're here at CES. We're seeing sort of the future of automotive, mobility, and transportation. Perhaps we could talk first about, from a Wejo perspective, what's Wejo's role in the transformation of automotive? What are you guys investing in? What's your focus for the future?
With regard to fleet specifically, we are creating a universal API, which we call Wejo Fleet Access, or Access Fleet. And we are pulling data off of vehicles directly, as opposed to where traditionally a third party piece of hardware would do that job, whether it's a dongle or a black box. We're pulling maybe 10 times the number of attributes directly from the OEM data on that vehicle and aggregating it regardless of the OEM, putting it into a standard API where we can then disseminate that to companies like telematic service providers who then can in turn take those additional data sets and create a myriad more features and products that help their fleets run more efficiently.
That's fantastic. Very exciting.
Yeah.
Mukund, Accenture, we've been working together for decades. What sort of is Accenture's focus around automotive and the transformation into mobility?
There's so much activity going on in this space. We're working with a lot of customers in terms of implementing the connected vehicle strategy, driving autonomous, driving sharing platforms. Particularly at CES here, what we're doing is showcasing our fleet management platform, which we're really using with enterprise clients to allow them to drive more sustainable benefits out of their fleet, to drive lower costs, and to create better customer experiences.
Fantastic. As you mentioned, as Microsoft, we see in the future transformation to mobility services, there are critical aspects of a platform. You know, data platform, for example, a need to create an integrated set of connected fleet services, all of which are part of a set of building blocks in order to create the kind of mobility services that will power that transformation. We recently introduced a set of reference architectures for autonomy, for connected fleet, as well as for digital selling. And in the connected fleet area, as part of the work that we've been doing together, I understand that Wejo and Accenture are working very closely together. Perhaps starting with you, Tim, you could talk a little bit about your relationship with Accenture and what you guys are doing together.
Sure. We work with Accenture in multiple areas. Specifically right now, they're in a position to take advantage of this universal API. Look at all these different data attributes that are now available to them, where previously you were looking at, you know, deriving them from those third-party devices. We're very excited about it. It's going very well so far, and looking forward to a partnership growing.
Excellent. Mukund, your perspective on Wejo and the work you guys are doing together?
Yeah, I mean, the Wejo is doing a fantastic job in terms of aggregating data from a variety of different data sources. And as you know, the problem in the industry has been there's so much fragmentation in data sources and also data formats. And so what Wejo is doing is fantastic, and we're able to take the data that Wejo has, bring that into our platform in a much more sort of unified way, I would say. And what that does is it allows us to accelerate the time to value that we can deliver for our customers in terms of the benefits that I talked about in terms of sustainability, costs, and better experiences.
Fantastic. And that's a great point, particularly with some of the headwinds we're seeing with the economy. It's very important for us to be able to help our customers deploy and accelerate time to value. Well, on behalf of Microsoft, our automotive mobility and transportation team, I wanted to thank you both. Microsoft is 100% partner focused. We've got great relationships with you both. Appreciate our partnership with us as well as your partnership together driving the future of transportation.
Yeah, thank you, John. All right. We're excited and looking forward to big things.
Thanks very much.
Thank you, John. Excited about the partnership and what we can do moving ahead.
Fantastic.
Thank you so much for joining us. If you like what you heard, please remember to rate us. And don't forget to subscribe to the .metaverse podcast to stay up to date with our latest episodes.